Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, offering complete holiday meals, sustainably raised meats, seasonal recipes, and more, with 9 neighborhood locations. More information at pccnaturalmarkets.com/holiday.
Hey, Nats, we both love to cook, and I don't know about you, but actually I don't even mind cleaning up that much because I try to keep cleaning as I cook. There's always seems to be a little bit of sort of downtime when whatever's cooking can cook itself, and you can take those few moments here and there to clean up as much as you can. So when you're done, you're not left with a scene that looks like Constantinople after the boys from the Fourth Crusade dropped by.
Stein, I am so with you with that. I've always been a great advocate of cleaning while you cook. And now I have a kid who loves to cook, loves to bake, and loves to make a mess. So I was just trying to tell him this the other day. If you just clean a little bit in that little bit of downtime at the end of it, unlike when your father cooks, the whole place will be almost clean by then. And especially now that you have a dishwasher, too. I mean, it's not like you can rinse it, you could put it in. You don't even have to rinse it.
Yeah. I view cleanup as part of the cooking process. It's not something separate. And I always kind of sneer at these people that, you know, think that they can cook, but the kitchen looks upside down when they're done. What good is that?
So, you know, it's funny. I was looking at all the different things that I use to clean with. I love having lots of sponges. So I buy the giant economy size package of sponges so I can toss them at will. Or do you actually ever put your sponge in the dishwasher?
No, I never do. I didn't. Actually, I guess you could do that, couldn't you?
You can. I think it's a really good idea. And, you know, I'm one of those people who prefers a sponge to, say, a rag. You know, a lot of people use rags in their kitchen, but that always kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies. I don't know why.
Well, I use sponges, and like you, we buy them in bulk, so we've always got a clean sponge waiting when one of them gets, you know, a little bit too far gone. But I also use dish towels, then throw them in the washer. De Groot gets all honked off about this. She said, "Well, you're getting stains on these dish towels." And I say, "What, are you kidding me? This is a dish towel. If it can't get dirty, I'm not interested in using it."
Yeah, that's true. I have some really halicious-looking hot pads that I know people must see these and think, "Is she kidding me?" They're really grody. But, you know, as far as cleaning is concerned, I think the greatest invention since the napkin is mini SOS pads. I used to take those SOS pads and cut them in half. And now I don't have to because I buy the minis.
No, I don't use them at all.
Really?
Yeah. Never use. I don't have any need to use them. My pots are either very well-seasoned cast iron, which you can't use SOS on, and my one really nice ceramic nonstick that De Groot got me for my birthday. So you can't use SOS on that either. So I just don't. I've got an ancient old plastic brush, a nylon brush, which still holding up well. I got sponges, I got my dishcloths, and I got dish detergent. That's about it.
You know,
and
my giant
gallon jug of vinegar, which I use to clean
everything.
Of course.
Yeah, and I kind of, you know, I like the Mrs. Meyer's basil-scented countertop spray, but Mac, Mr. High Industry, goes for the Formula 409. He's like you, though. He likes to have those scrubbing brushes. But my favorite thing to use that he does not use is the OXO Good Grip Soap Dispensing Palm Brush. You know that thing? It's like a little brush.
Yeah,
and you can put dishwashing detergent in it.
I got one of
those
things.
I use that all the time.
I can't make it work. It just doesn't work.
Really?
I don't put soap in it anymore because it's too frustrating. I don't know what the deal is, but I do have that.
Did you get a cheap one? Or did you get the OXO brand?
I don't know. I bought it. Some guy on the street had them. You know,
that must have been it.
They walked around like little wind-up ducks. So, with Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.